Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. We are pleased to have Senior Olivia Niles with us as our speaker this morning. We'll begin with a prayer and a hymn, and then we'll hear Olivia's message. So I invite you to stand for our opening prayer. For the first showings of the morning light and the emerging outline of the day, thanks be to you, O God. For earth's colors drawn forth by the sun, its brilliance piercing clouds of gray, and shimmering through leaves and flowing waters. Thanks be to you, O God. Show to us this day. Amid life's difficult streaks of wrongs and suffering, show us the resilience that endures in every person. Dispel the confusion that clings close to our souls, that we may live lives filled with your grace, and that we may see ourselves and all people with the freshness of the new day's light. Amen. We will sing hymn number 852. 852 in your red hymnals.
Okay, I can't tell, which is cool. So for those of you guys who don't know me, I'm Olivia Niles. I'm a senior math and music double major here. And when I was first approached by the wonderful Rachel to give the speech, she said, talk about something in your faith or your Gustavus career, anything that you really find passionate about. And I thought about that for a while, and being Lent, I didn't really feel that fitting to talk about something that I took great joy in. So instead, I thought about something that kind of challenged me and something that I had to overcome and that helped me grow as a person. During Lent, we usually think about, you know, our past, reflect on stuff, and often give up indulgences that we have, whether that be, you know, sweets or cussing, or in the case of one of my friends, speaking for an entire week. So good luck to her. What you might not have thought of is giving up a security blanket of yours, and the security blanket I'm talking about is often being dishonest with yourself. And first of all, I don't want to tell you guys what to do. I don't have the authority for that, and I don't want the authority for that. But I do want to share my journey of how I ended up learning how to not be dishonest with myself, to, you know, stop lying to myself, and how that kind of helped me grow and become who I am currently. So if you only met me in the last 2 years or so, you would think, oh, yeah, I'm very self-assured, I'm self-confident, I'm comfortable in my own skin. But it definitely wasn't always that way. And maybe you've known me for quite some time and you thought, oh, she's always been really confident. And to that end, I can say, fake it till you make it. It works really well. But only the last few years I really learned how to like my own skin that I'm in and be confident. In fact, I used to have crippling stage anxiety. The thought of going up there and playing in front of somebody would, make me really panic. It might be a bit shocking that right now I'm giving a speech to you guys, and I was only given like a week's notice to do it, and I'm not nervous at all about it. But again, that comes with how I kind of learned to be honest with myself, and I'm not going to lie to you guys in a chapel. So, but yeah, I used to be like someone would ask me to play a recital or, you know, give a speech or whatever it may be, and I would start to shake. My hands would start shaking, my legs, I would start hyperventilating, in the cases when I was younger, crying a lot, which was always really great. It wasn't something new. As long as I can remember, I've always dealt with some sort of fear about being judged by others in front of people, and I kind of grew up around it, and I grew up with it. I even remember back in junior high, I was asked to give an orchestra audition, and it was a guy I'd met like once or twice before. I didn't know him too well, and I went in there already fully panicking, you know, of course, already shaking and like don't want to be there, don't want to do this, but it was required to audition for orchestra. And so I start playing, and he says, okay, play some scales. And I was like, great, wonderful, easy, I love scales, I can do them forever. And of course I'm shaking, and if you guys don't know, shaking and playing violin don't mix well together. It sounds really terrible. And so, of course, I hear all these terrible, funny notes coming out, and I hear terrible tone, and I'm starting to freak out more now because what I want to play isn't happening, and I'm not reflecting the skills that I have. And so I start crying, of course, just burst out tears, and it wasn't the cute crying that you see in Disney films. Like, it was full-blown sobbing. So I'm sitting there in this tiny room, you know, I'm probably like 13, ugly crying in front of a guy I've met maybe twice in my life, and I felt really bad for him. Needless to say, I didn't do well in that audition, and I didn't audition for anything for like the next 2 years or so. I just kind of steered away from that. And that same fear is what followed me through high school and even the beginnings of college. I'd find myself in high school often feigning that I needed to use the bathroom or any other shenanigans, like I had a phone call just so I could leave and not have to play in front of other people. During skills checks, I conveniently had to leave, or my instrument was making mistakes. It was out of tune, or the pedal was squeaking or something, so that mistakes that happened weren't my fault. They were the instrument's fault. I just did really anything to avoid kind of doing anything, getting judged by anybody, because I had this fear. And I tried to get over it. I tried everything. I tried doing jumping jacks behind stage and running in place. I tried doing power poses, which you guys will know. It's basically when you like stand like Superman for like 3 minutes, which looks really cool. I even tried just thinking through the fear, like logicking out, like, why am I afraid? What's the worst that could happen? Well, I don't do bad. Like, I do really bad, and that's it. You know, there's nothing that happens. And that still didn't work. It still didn't make me feel any better. So I kind of resigned myself, like, okay, I'm going to be afraid of things, and that's just the way that my life's going to be. And I came to college and kind of thought, maybe this fear will magically go away. I'm older now, you know, I live alone, and okay, well, I live with somebody else, but it's not my parents, and so I'm not going to be afraid anymore, which it doesn't work that way, as we kind of all learned. And the first couple years of my Gustavus career, I wasn't a music major, and I was always so thankful that I didn't have to do a senior recital. The thought of playing by myself for 1 hour just seemed like a complete nightmare. I had friends who would ask me to turn pages for them at theirs, and I just was always like, oh gosh, I'm so glad that's not me. And of course, at the end of my sophomore year, I ended up adding the music major. So, that year was already really difficult for me. And then at the end of it, I now had this dread that I had this distant recital that I was going to have to play. And I think that added pressure of that recital, top that I had really hated my sophomore year, was just too much pressure to put on myself. And I got really tired of constantly telling myself, like, oh, everything's going to be good, you know, pump yourself up kind of mentality that we have. And I just got really tired of it. So I decided, like, one tiny thing, I was going to stop lying to myself. And it doesn't seem like a big thing, and I also wasn't just thinking, like, oh, stop lying to yourself. I was just tired of doing it, so I was going to be brutally honest with myself. I know I had these negative thoughts, and I was like, might as well address them. They're there anyway. And I was so sick of just being like, oh, it's fine. I'm good. I'm happy. A negative thought would come up and be like, nope, it's fine. I'm good. I'm happy. In the spirit of being honest, I'll admit to you guys, I really wasn't trying to improve myself. I was just, you know, sick of avoiding it, and I wanted to see how dark these thoughts were. I know they were there. So when every thought came to my head, now they weren't just all negative, positive ones too, but in the sake of kind of what was going on, it was mostly the negative thoughts. I would really delve into it. For instance, if I thought I looked really bad one day, I would, you know, look in the mirror and I'd find exactly what was bugging me. Maybe it was that I didn't like the, you know, fat on my stomach, or I didn't like that my hair looked like straw that day, or something silly like that, and I would stare at it, and I would kind of delve into how much I didn't like it and why I didn't like it, and really just think like how bad it was, and just this thought that was already there. And eventually I found out exactly what was making me upset about it. You know, maybe it was that, oh, the clothes I was wearing didn't look good that way, or, you know, maybe I slept weird on my head and so everything got pushed down. But kind of wasn't the point of why it was there. I was just wanted to see how upset I was, and I would kind of wallow in those dark thoughts. And then I would move on, because you can't just sit all day staring in front of a mirror. You have to kind of move on. And I'm saying I would insult myself. You know, I wouldn't just, like, you know, look at a mirror or something, or, you know, before a performance be like, oh, you're the worst, you're terrible. Because that wasn't the point to insult myself. It was that these thoughts were already there, and I, you know, me avoiding them wasn't going to make them go away. And I just want to, you know, be clear that I'm not saying insult yourself. Please don't do that. Like, it doesn't help anything. But I was really just trying to figure out why I was disappointed with myself and truly address these thoughts for the first time, instead of pushing them aside and just, you know, saying again, oh, I'm happy, I'm good, I'm fine. And sometimes I would decide to change something about myself. Maybe it was to be a little less whiny, or maybe be kinder to someone when I realized I was being very selfish. But it wasn't really the point of the exercise that I was kind of doing. It was more to just have an opportunity to allow these thoughts to happen, to accept the flaws that I had, to accept the flaws being not only like things like being afraid and stuff like that, but the flaws that I had, these negative thoughts, because we oftentimes think that when we think negatively, it's something, some character flaw to us. And I learned with performing specifically that I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel like I was talented enough, skilled enough to be up there performing. I thought basically I was embarrassing myself, you know. I would go up there and I would play something that was really important to me, and I would put a lot of effort into it, but I was afraid if I made mistakes, people would be like, oh, she's making a fool of herself. You know, she shouldn't be up there playing that. Which, of course, isn't true, but that's what I thought, and I couldn't get rid of that's kind of how I viewed performing. And I don't know, I was just so sick of just that worthlessness, and but I finally knew why it was there and what came from it. And again, wasn't trying to change anything. I wasn't trying to, like, fix myself. I just knew that I had these thoughts. And then the very next fall, after that summer that I spent kind of doing this whole thing, and I still kind of do it to myself if I think negatively about it, I'm just like, okay, why? But that fall in my junior year, I was supposed to play at the family weekend concert. I accompanied the Lucia Choir. And I was waiting for myself to get nervous, the same nerves that I had, that kind of empties feeling in your stomach, the shaky hands, and it never happened. It just came and went. And I thought to myself, oh, that's a fluke. It doesn't count because there's a whole choir, so I'm not playing by myself, and I can blend in. No one's listening to me. And next thing I knew, another performance passed, came and went, and I wasn't nervous again. And then another one, and another one, and I just wasn't nervous for any of them. And I started to realize that it wasn't a fluke. I wasn't afraid anymore. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out why I wasn't afraid anymore. I just wasn't in my head, and I kind of didn't want to jinx it. You know, whenever I was nervous, I would, or, you know, it was a performance and I wasn't nervous, I would think, oh, knock on wood, you know, I'm finally not nervous, thank goodness. But then I ended up realizing, just through kind of trying to figure out why I finally wasn't nervous, that I learned to accept me, and I had gained my own approval, and I no longer needed it from other people. I didn't care about it from other people. Sure, it's great to have someone say, yeah, you played wonderfully, or, you know, the speech you gave in chapel was great, just hint, hint, or really anything. But it wasn't about that. It was just like, did I think I did a good job according to how I can do? And other than that, it didn't matter. And so even if I made a terrible mistake or I did horribly and I thought I could have done better, it was like, well, no, not at that time. At that time, that's how you're going to do. And I kind of learned to be happy with me for real, because I actually saw these thoughts that I kept pushing away that were still there. I finally addressed them for the first time. And, you know, here I am. I'm only days away from my actual recital, and I'm not nervous at all from it. I'm excited, if anything. I'm giving a speech when 2 days ago I didn't have a voice, and wasn't nervous for this either, even though I've never used this cool Britney Spears microphone before. So. But yeah, I just kind of learned, like, I'm very happy and comfortable with who I am. And I know that, like, your lives aren't the same as mine. You know, we're all unique. We have our own challenges, our own differences, our own flaws. But maybe, you know, my journey is completely irrelevant. But if there's a chance that, you know, you're realizing that you haven't addressed anything, you're avoiding certain thoughts, certain feelings, because you don't think you're supposed to have them, because, you know, society is all about being happy and being fine with who you are, then maybe take a moment to be brutally honest with yourself, to tell yourself, like, yeah, okay, I have this thought. I don't think I'm good at this, or I don't think I'm worth this, or anything like that. And it kind of gives yourself a moment to realize, like, it's okay that I have this thought. It's still going to be there whether I think about it or not. But if I kind of learn about why this thought is there, I learn to, you know, accept myself. So, I don't know, I don't want to tell you guys what to do, but I do want to challenge you to take a moment to reflect on yourself, get to know yourself. And if it's something you want to do to be honest with yourself, the way that I was with me, then I say try it. And if you think that's, you know, terrible, but at least I hope you guys had a good story, you know, coming here today. So thank you guys all again for coming here and listening to me talk about my journey. And just want to challenge you to do the same.